Rabbi Weisfield.
All right, evening all. Oh, it's very quiet here. Evening all. Yeah, that's good. Right. Okay, let's move on a little bit. Just a quick recap what we did yesterday. Very quick recap. Yesterday we spoke about Elisha Rakha, and we spoke about the various ways of making Elisha Rakha, a runny mixture. So we said that you can do it in, first we'd have to change the ingredients. Yeah, you put the ingredients in a different order. So Lamosha, let's say you want to make Weetabix. So Lamosha, what you would do is you'd put Weetabix in first, then liquid, the milk. So on Shabbos, you've got to make a change. You have to put the milk in first. And we said the best is to crumble up the Weetabix first, let it drop into the liquid, making sure you've got enough liquid there not to make Elisha Ova. And then you mix it in a shinui. So we said yesterday that there are various ways of doing a shinui, either shesti v'erev, crisscross, either with your bare hands, or we said moving it from one cake to another, pouring from one to the other, or we said using the back of a handle of a knife or a fork. That's what we said. Yeah, that's more or less what we said yesterday. Now we're going to move on. Okay, so now what we want to move on to now is Elisha Ova. Now Elisha Ova is much more problematic. Why is Elisha Ova more problematic? Because you want to make a thick mixture. A thick mixture, we said, is already a question of an issur min haTorah when you make a thick mixture. Now, I'm going to bring you back to when we started. If you remember, when we started Hilchos Losh, we said it was a machlokes in the Gemara. When are you over Losh? Rebbe holds, as soon as you pour the liquid into the flour, that's a classic example, one of the classic examples of Losh. If you pour liquid into flour, at that stage, as soon as there's a combination of the liquid with the flour, that is already over losh. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that you're only over losh min haTorah when you actually start kneading it. The actual just fusion of the beginning is not enough to make an issur min haTorah. The issur min haTorah is when you actually knead it properly, that's when it's an issur min haTorah. So we said there's a machlokas. Most achronim take on, we said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that you're only over losh when you actually mix it with your hands. However, we are machmir and we try to accommodate Rebbe Shitta as well. Rebbe Shitta is that as soon as you make a liquid hit a small solid, small particles, that itself is osis. Not the strict halacha, but we try to be machmir for that as well. Now you must realize that Rebbe, who holds like this, only allows Elisha Rakha to be made on Shabbos. Because according to Rebbe, the only shinui you can do is at the time of mixing, at the time of when the liquid hits the solid. Moshe, when the liquid hits the flour, that's when you have to do a shinui. So we said you can do a shinui in a seder, you change the arrangement, you change the order, that helps. That only helps for Elisha Rakha. According to Rebbe, there's never a heter to make Elisha Ova on Shabbos. Generally, you're going to find, it might be some cases, but generally, when you've got a liquid hitting small particles, according to Rebbe, there's never an allowance to make Elisha Ova. Because the change that Rebbe requires is a change in the order of the ingredients. That's all he said, because that's where he holds the melacha is. He holds the melacha is when the ingredients, the liquid hits the ingredients. So Rebbe holds that the way to make a shinui is you've got to make a shinui in the seder of the order you put the ingredients in. According to Rebbe, that shinui only helps for Elisha Rakha. It's a very small shinui. Changing the ingredients is a very minor change. So according to Rebbe, if you're going to make Elisha Ova, finished. You're stuck. When you have liquids mixing with solids, you cannot do Elisha Ova according to Rebbe. Therefore, Elisha Ova is very problematic on Shabbos. Because we try to accommodate Rebbe. And if you want to accommodate Rebbe, according to Rebbe, you can't make Elisha Ova on Shabbos when liquids hit a solid. Changing the order will not help you. However, the Achronim say there are certain exceptions. And in these exceptions, group number one exception we're going to mention tonight, hopefully, we forget about Rebbe. Since the main halakha is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we only bother about Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and we ignore Rebbe, and we allow you to mix the ingredients with the solid, the liquid with the solid, but you must make a change in the mixing. I'll explain to you what I mean. One example, the TAS brings in Shin Chaf Aleph, Sivkot and Samachet is a very interesting example. I mean, I don't know what the practical case is nowadays. Maybe we think about this carefully, Rabbi Yisai, because you might need to come onto it sometime. Now is the TAS brought a case of you were making some salad. Masha choytchin tznoin v'kishuin shekoyin ugrukas. That you cut these vegetables very, very finely. Which sounds very good, huh? Sounds like a good recipe. The shayvchin choymet eshod avalach l'teichon, and you pour a liquid into them, u'ma'orvin oistam b'yachat, and you mix them together. The shatzim brings down over here, and it's an ovo, it's a thick mixture. So you've got like a vegetable salad cut up very, very finely, and you're putting some liquid in which is going to bind it together, and it's making a lisha ovo. It's making a thick mixture. So how's that mutter? So the Taz says a very big chiddush. The Taz says that it's mutter mipneish iashalasoyis on Erev Shabbos. We're talking about a food item you can't make on Erev Shabbos. If you were to make on Erev Shabbos, it would get soggy. So because of oinig Shabbos, a person wants to enjoy his Shabbos. So to tell him to make on Erev Shabbos this dish, it's going to get soggy when Shabbos comes. So therefore, we allow you to ignore Rebbe. And therefore, even though when you mix the ingredients together, you put your liquid into these vegetables, it's going to blend together to a certain amount. So you've got really a bit of lisha going on over here. But we ignore Rebbe over here. Today, for this, we ignore Rebbe, and we hold the Ikar Lach Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, who holds that the blending is the Issa. And since you haven't blended it, that is okay to do that. And then when you blend it, you must make a Shinri Shesi Ve'era when you blend it. So we're talking about a case, a very interesting case. You want to make a food item which is going to get spoiled if you make it on Erev Shabbos. That means ideally you should be making this on Erev Shabbos, this dish. But if you were to make it on Erev Shabbos, the food item would get ruined. Therefore, there's a special dispensation and we allow you to make this on Shabbos itself. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're allowed to make it on Shabbos itself. And making it on Shabbos itself, you can do, but Meister Mishnah Berurah says, in this case as well, one should change the order of the ingredients. Plus, one should make a mixture in a very strange way, Shesi Ve'erev. Yeah.
Can you cut these vegetables so fine?
Very good question. It's a good question. So how would you get around this problem? He's got a good question. He's on the ball tonight. Very good. What would you say? What? Oh, so one answer is, yeah, it could be very good. You could cut it before Shabbos, actually. The only problem that Taz has got is you're mixing the liquid on Shabbos itself with the, you can't make it on Erev Shabbos, the liquid together with the solids, because that will ruin, get soggy. But there's no harm to cut the fruits, the food items very small before Shabbos and mix the liquid on Shabbos. What other answer could you have, Rabbi Yisai? Oh, where is it? What time is everyone tonight?
Time.
What? Oh, time. Yeah, you should be on camera. Yeah, very good. What's the answer? Toichen somoch la'achila, according to the Ramo, is mutter. If you cut up very finely, but near to the achila time, the Meister, the Ramo was makel. The Meister, Mishnah Berurah, wasn't too happy with that.
Not too small.
Yeah, you're going with the Mishnah Berurah. Very good. So that's why you don't want to say that answer, you say. Very good, yeah. Okay, also good. So the Meister, you've got really two possibilities over here. Either option number one is you cut it before Shabbos. You cut all your vegetables and your things. I don't know what recipe this is. It sounds like a very interesting recipe. I don't know what it is. Let's read that again. Radishes, cucumbers, and ugrukas. Ugrukas and cucumbers. You have to try out the Shabbos, see what it comes out like. I don't know what the liquid is. It doesn't say what it is. Shofchen choymetz or shor davalak. Put vinegar or some other liquid into it. It blends together. And a real oinig Shabbos, it looks like. Mom, it's supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be a lovely blend. What? Yeah, it's a chiddush actually called lisha. It looks like it's very, very thin. They speak about this. Yeah, it's a big chiddush actually called lisha, this, actually. My dear friend, first of all, you don't know how little liquid you put in over here. It might be a very small amount of liquid you put in. So it might stick it together like a mass. Yeah, I hear. If you put a lot of liquid, it'll be very runny. But if you put a very small amount of liquid in, then you're going to have, then you're going to get it very, it's very, it's very a liquid in, it's joined it together. But it doesn't, what do you call it? It doesn't, it binds it together as losh. The chiddush is called losh, yeah. Hold on 1 minute, hold on 1 minute. Yeah, so lechera, this would be a good eitzah, lechera, a heta. I was trying to think of a food that's like this. Does anyone tell me, anyone know any food which is like this, which will have this heta, that if you'd make it on Erev Shabbos, it would get soggy, and it would get soggy, and you couldn't make it. So everyone's telling me over here Weetabix. First of all, I'm not sure you're right, but I must tell you Weetabix is an exception to this. I must tell you why. Let me tell you why Weetabix is wrong. Yeah, they ask you a very good question over here. Everyone's very happy. Till I'm going to finish now, in a minute's time you'll be upset with what I'm going to tell you. But up to now, you're telling me Weetabix is the same thing over here. Yeah? On that, the Aruch HaShabbos says, that's poshut. That this whole heter is based, that at least according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, when you do the mixing, you're going to do Shesi V'Erev. In a funny way. If you don't need to mix it at all, it's already blended straight away. There's no mixing to do. The whole heter's gone out the window. Weetabix, when you pour milk onto Weetabix and you make a lisha ova, a thick mixture, you pour a bit of milk onto your Weetabix, then that's it. Bobsy uncle. That's it, there's nothing else to do. There's no need to mix it. Therefore, this heter won't apply. So you've lost your whole heter. That means if someone to ask you, can you make Weetabix on Shabbos and lisha ova, the answer is, as far as we've got now, the answer is definitely no. Because here, you've got no heter. The whole heter is based, even though you couldn't make on Erev Shabbos, let's say you couldn't make on Erev Shabbos, it's true, maybe you couldn't, but I'm not sure if you couldn't. But let's say you couldn't, so you want to make on Shabbos, but here, by Weetabix and oatmeal, these sorts of things over here, it's mamish, they blend straight away, and there's nothing else to do, you don't have to mix it at all. The Weetabix, when you put the milk into the Weetabix, it's so well mixed, the milk is seeps into the Weetabix so well, that there's nothing to mix anymore, you don't have to mix anything. Then this whole heter will fall away.
And,
sugar doesn't mix. Sugar dissolves.
You need to mix it.
Yeah, but that doesn't help for the Weetabix. You're right. The sugar itself will help you for it. Won't help for the Weetabix. The Weetabix itself has nothing to do. The losh is the Weetabix with the liquid. And that, you can't do anything with it. It's finished. It's done. Everything is done. You've got no heter. So there's no heter, l'chayla, of making. I haven't got one. If someone can tell me one, I'm very happy to hear it. Vaila, I can't find a heter for making a lisha ova with Weetabix. Yeah? So this is number one option of the Taz. The Taz says that if a person's food is going to get ruined, I must say, as I say, nowadays, with the advent of fridges, I find it very hard to find a food item that gets ruined, besides Weetabix, which would get ruined if you'd make it before Shabbos. Anyone think of an example? Someone did a girl
once. Lettuce salad. If you make a lettuce salad before Shabbos, it gets soggy, it's limp, you can't do it before Shabbos.
First of all, who says you have to put a liquid in before Shabbos? Why can't you put a liquid on Shabbos? Why can't you do that on Shabbos? So do that on Shabbos, don't do it before Shabbos. I'm saying you've got no, you're talking about a case where ideally you're meant to do it on Shabbos. If you can't do it on Shabbos, yeah, then we lay it on Erev Shabbos. Something which you can do on Erev Shabbos, what? Oh, someone told me that, you're also an expert in food here, this avocado. Someone told me, I don't know if this is true, because I asked, someone told me that if you make, let's say you want to mix avocado with mayonnaise. Is that right, with mayonnaise? No, you don't like that recipe. What are you talking about? What are you doing with avocado? What are you mixing with? Okay, avocado will be interesting because there, if you don't mix this, you don't mix another juice with it, if you use its own juice, that's a big shy, but that's losh. Does losh have to be another juice, not its natural juice? You with me? No. I can see you're not with me. If you take an avocado and you mash it, avoid the problem of tooth, yeah, let's use the back of a fork. An avocado, yeah? Where's your liquid? In the avocado itself. Naturally, avocado is its own liquid, yeah? Or you're talking about you're mixing some other liquid with it. Right, so if you're talking about avocado, that's a big shayla in the poskim. Is then it's sort of losh when you're not bringing another liquid with it, you're using its natural liquid itself, the own liquid of the item itself. Is there losh? That's a big question. But let's say you're adding mayonnaise to avocado. You never heard of avocado and mayonnaise?
Yeah.
That can happen. You don't like that recipe, but someone else does like it. You want to make someone who does that recipe, okay? Not you. So, what? So that sounds, so he's tying a good time. So this is what someone else tying. He tying that avocado goes black. Is that true?
Yes.
Or brown? Oh, so he's got an eitzah. There's an eitzah for that. Someone else told me. You see, you have to know all the rules here. When you do that loppers, not... That's another. I've never heard that one. That's a new one to me. If you put some lemon juice in, is that true? If you put some lemon juice in that... A little bit. I think it's about a lot. So again, this heter of the tub... Yeah, very, very fussy, I think, if you don't really think so. I hope you know what I'm telling you, but it sounds like very, very fussy. You put a tiny bit of lemon juice in, I don't even notice it. Try it out and let me know. But it's a very interesting point, this over here, yeah? If you put a little bit, if you can stop this eitzah, this eitzah is very bedievet. This whip. What? First of all, I know croutons are losh. Where? You're not losh with croutons. Where are you putting croutons in? Well, why can't you put a crouton in on Shabbos itself?
Then you can't mix it.
But there's no loss of microphones. It doesn't make it to one mass, you don't bring it together. I don't, you have to bring yourself. You know, I once asked the Rav Shaul, I told this a few times actually, it was interesting, Shaul Hilchos Brachos. He said to me, he doesn't pasken unless he has the food in front of him, he can taste it. So if you bring the same thing to me, I'm happy to taste it, we'll see what goes on, alright? But the Vaila, I can't see why it should be lost. I can't see why it should be lost in that case, with crouton, the vegetable salad or whatever. Sounds like a nice recipe, but I can't see why it should be a problem of losh. But Kitza, this het is very different. I'm saying this eight, the het of this is very, very schwach. I must tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, we're not going to speak about this now, but people want to shtel this stew to egg and onion, egg and mayonnaise. Some people want to say that maybe this het would apply to egg and mayonnaise because why? It's not passionate, it won't go bad. Well, first of all, with no fridges, my stomach would go bad. But even now, with the fridges, some people don't like leaving eggs overnight. So they time, they're like, you can't make this egg beforehand. Very good time. Yeah, so we have to speak about that. So that is one of the things, you know, I thought you'd be happy. Oh yeah, I say, you have to know about this. I thought you'd be happy. I know my customers. Yeah, so you have to, what? Not black, no, there's a problem with Ruach Ross. Some people don't like leaving eggs overnight. Nothing to do with it, it tastes perfect, it's beautiful, it looks lovely. Brass, green, yellow, it tastes lovely, mine's beautiful. But there's a problem with something that holds the problem of Ruach Ra leaving eggs overnight. In a fridge. I mean, they're safe. You can leave it in that west safe, it won't help you. Such a thing is not going to help at all. It's Ruach Ra goes right through. He gets access to everywhere, it's Ruach Ra. The only thing is right, some of the time that if you mix it with other food items, you must have got mayonnaise or salt and things in there. That's a bit, okay, I must tell you, that is an interesting point. That, all right, you can speak tonight. That is an interesting point. This is where they want the shtel to maybe the egg had this het over here. I say, otherwise, really, I find it very hard to find a similar case to this where you could find a food item which goes bad. It's soggy. I mean, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about it goes soggy. Actually, I have to ask, why in the Taz's case couldn't you not mix it on Shabbos? Oh, because you got lost. Yeah, you can't mix it on Shabbos, you got lost. So the Taz had to talk about a food item which is no good as it is. And you had to, what you call it, make it before Shabbos. That was a special heter to do. The Taz's item was, you can't make it before Shabbos, because you make it before Shabbos, it gets soggy. So you got a heter to make it on Shabbos, and we rely on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that the Ikka Issa of Losh is only on the kneading. We bypass Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, you've got a big problem over here. Once you mix the ingredients, you've got a problem of Losh. That's number one. Heter number two is very similar to this, and that is the Tzorech HaTinuk. If someone's got a child, for example, who needs some sort of food, did I write an example down? Let's say yogurt with matzah meal. Now, if for some reason, I don't know why you can't go on Erev Shabbos, but for some reason, let's say it gets soggy. If you put matzah meal into your yogurt from Erev Shabbos, you know, it doesn't sound very appetizing. Okay, the babies like this, the children like this. You put yogurt with matzah meal, so for some reason, you can't make this, let's say, on Erev Shabbos, because it'll get all soggy, it's not very nice. And the child needs a lisha over, because if the child can manage on lisha rakah, if you can make it that's still very runny, then you've got no heter to do this. But if the child, or an ill person, the same thing, an ill person, a choyle, who can only eat these foods, he needs a food which has got a thick mixture, it's a yogurt with matzah meal inside. So there's no way you could do an Erev Shabbos. The only way to do it is on Shabbos itself. So Letzorech Tinuk or Letzorech Choyle, we allow you to make a Lisha Ovo on Shabbos. Again, this is very bedievit because you're bypassing Rebbe over here, yeah? Because as soon as you mix your crumbs, let's say you change it all around, and instead of putting the crumbs into the yogurt, you put the yogurt first down, and then you put your crumbs in. That's a very basic shinui. It doesn't help for Lisha Ovo. So according to Rebbe, you've got a major problem. But we forget about Rebbe, and we say, look, for this person, for Tzorech Choyle, or for Tzorech Tinuk, we allow you to make a Lisha Ovo, so you change the seder of the ingredients you put down. The ingredients, you put the liquid in first, the yogurt first down, then you pour your little bit of matzah meal into it, and then you do a shinui in the mixing. I'm not sure, we mentioned yesterday quite a few shinoyim, pouring from one to another, using your bare hands. The only one I found, clearly, that works for a Lisha Ovo is Shesi Ve'eruv. This one here definitely works for Elisha Ova. Whether the other shinuyim work as well, that's a bit of a question. I haven't got that mamish clear. So for the Vaila, this Shabbos, if anyone wants to make it, do a Shesi Ve'erev, do a shinuyim in the Seder. You can make Elisha Ova if it's either the Tzorech, you couldn't make it beforehand, ruined on Shabbos, or the Tzorech Choyle, the Tzorech Tinuk, and you make Elisha Ova, you make a shinuyim with a Shesi Ve'erev. No, my friend, the Weetabix doesn't work because it's instant. No, because they have it straight.